When Congress returns next week from a month-long recess, members will confront President Bush's request for an additional $18 billion in defense spending. That's beyond the amount already approved for the next fiscal year. New estimates from the Congressional Budget Office won't make things any easier for the president. The CBO now says the government already will tap about half that amount, $9 billion, from Social Security reserves to pay for the president's tax cut and other spending. With those new numbers, the chairs of both the House and Senate budget committees may balk at the president's request. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The Republican chair of the House Budget Committee, Jim Nussel of Iowa, is usually a reliable ally for President Bush. But Nussel complained to reporters here yesterday that he needs to see a plan from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld for how the $18 billion the president has requested would be spent.
The president specifically requested Secretary Rumsfeld in a speech before Congress to do a top-to-bottom strategic review of our national defense, national security. That has yet to be completed. It was supposed to be completed within 6 months. It has yet to be completed.
Nussel is one of many lawmakers who've been critical of Rumsfeld for being high-handed with Congress. He said yesterday that the president's request for more money for the Pentagon may not, in his words, be afloat in Congress.
Do we need to upgrade and modernize our military for the future? You bet. And Jim Nussel is prepared, as is the Congress, in a bipartisan way, to fund the defense of the future. But I am very concerned about the fiscal responsibility behind continuing to fund the defense of the past.
The ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee, John Spratt of South Carolina, said Nussel might not be able to authorize the release of more money for the Pentagon even if he wanted to.
The language on the House side with respect to the inclusion or addition of that money specifically says Mr. Nussel, as chairman of the committee, can add it to the 302B allocation for defense only if it doesn't encroach upon the surplus in Medicare.
Spratt pointed to a report released yesterday by the Congressional Budget Office that maintains the budget surplus has shrunk to the point where all the Medicare surplus is already being spent this year, along with $9 billion of the Social Security Trust Fund. Kent Conrad, the Democratic chair of the Senate Budget Committee, said yesterday that he's unwilling to give President Bush any more money until he knows where it's coming from.
He's the one asking for $18 billion more for defense for this year. He's asking for $200 billion over the next 10 years of additional money for defense, not a penny of which is in this budget. I'm simply saying to him, if you want that money, it shouldn't come out of the Social Security Trust Fund. You should pay for it. How do you intend to pay for it? That's the question the president should answer.
Conrad said he's written to Mr. Bush asking where the money for more defense spending would come from, but has yet to receive a reply. Conrad insisted he's willing to work with the White House to come up with a rescue plan to help cover additional spending, but he maintained there's a big sticking point.
To devise a solution, first of all, you have to agree on whether or not there's a problem. This administration is in deep denial. They're suggesting there isn't a problem.
The skirmishes over additional defense spending are likely to be only the beginning of a larger struggle, as the White House has other pending requests for more funding this fall, for everything from energy tax incentives to education. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.